Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Change is often referred to as constant because it's an ongoing process in life. Everything around us is in a constant state of flux. Or is it? I'm going to argue that not everything is in a constant state of flux. In the natural world, technology, societies, and individuals. However, it's not entirely accurate to say that change is always unexpected. And that's the whole purpose of machine learning, is to try to reduce the unexpected aspects of change by looking at historical data. However, that doesn't account for surprises, either new variables entered into the system. But for the most part, we want to say that the historical data is a good indicator of what the future data would be. In other words, the future is already embedded in the data of the past. So this idea of constant flux may be a perception because things are very complex, but in reality, things are very stable and very predictable. In the case of chaos theory, for example, and complexity theory, they both explain systems that change over time, and these two theories can be applied to a number of different fields like weather forecasting, or even financial systems where chaos is trying to identify strange attractors in the data, or complexity theory is trying to identify patterns within that complexity. So the statement that everything around us is in a constant state of flux, whether it's the natural world or technology, societies, or individuals, align with these two theories of chaos theory and complexity theory. The strengths of the statement from chaos and complexity theory form a framework, including its recognition of dynamic nature of systems and the interconnectedness of various phenomena. And so that's what complexity theory tries to do, is build graphs and explain relationships on the graph to try to explain a particular phenomena. And I think this knowledge graph approach to understanding the world will become more prominent. I have a colleague that's now studying knowledge graph and trying to understand how to create representations of the physical world in a graph sense so that the machine can learn from the graph. Weakness of the statement include the potential oversimplification of complex systems, and that's true. Oftentimes we hear that no one person understands a complex system, but does that necessarily apply to machines? Can a machine understand a complex system if it has enough granularity? And then that presupposes the problem-solving problem and the completion problem of mathematics. Is there any space that mathematic equations cannot occupy? And likewise, if there is a completeness theorem that can be proven by the machine, then would it be possible for the machine to understand a near infinite level of complexity? Overall, the statement aligns with the core ideas of chaos and complexity theory, but it's important to recognize limitations of applying the framework to the real world. The unpredictability of some changes can be attributed to the complex nature of life and the myriad of factors that influence various outcomes. However, by observing patterns, learning from history, and using scientific methods, we can predict some changes and prepare for them. You know, when you're studying statistics, you build a hypothesis, and then you have an alternate hypothesis. And then through the usage of correlation or the p-values, you can determine whether to reject the null hypothesis or accept the alternate hypothesis. So that requires a our human being to come up with a hypothesis and the alternate hypothesis. However, with large language models, it may be possible that the machine starts to form its own hypothesis and then builds a truth matrix of what it understands the world to be. And so that could greatly expand our scientific method for discovering truth. The paradox of change lies in the dual nature. It's constant and unpredictable. The law of change states that everything is in a state of constant flux. Okay, so that's just the law of change. So I guess we can't argue that change is in a constant state of flux, but what we can argue is whether or not change can be predicted or understood. And so if it's in a constant state of flux, we want to highlight the fundamental and unending nature of change as being in a constant state of flux. On the other hand, the paradox theory of change is proposed in the Gestalt therapy, suggests that change happens when a person becomes what they are and not when they are trying to become what they are not. So now we've moved from kind of this mechanical thought of change to a psychological thought of change. And you know, looking at motivations for why people change and their behaviors. So can a person change their behaviors? Well, according to Gestalt theory, you can change your behavior as you get closer to your true identity, who you really are. So this theory emphasizes organic, meaningful nature of change, indicating that true transformation occurs through self-acceptance and self-awareness. Okay, I like that idea, and oftentimes I've thought that the way to facilitate change in behavior is to accept yourself, not be too hard on yourself, try to identify the things that you like about yourself and work on your strengths, and through that, then that awareness, you become capable of doing great things. Because I think that once you believe that you can act and you unify, that action then becomes very positive for your self-image. So there's a book called Atomic Habits. And in this book, he states that self-image is your gatekeeper. So in other words, a lot of our behaviors are blocked, positive or negative, by our self-image. So if we improve our self-image, we open the door to a greater possibility of performance. There was a thinker called Marianne Lewis. She views change as driven by the interplay of paradoxical forces, suggesting the change is best understood as a result of tension between opposing forces that are fundamentally interwoven. Well, we've talked about competition, and competition is easy, it's simpler entry, and it does produce some results, but it is not nearly as efficient as cooperation. And so, in that sense, you know, interwoven paradoxical forces, conflicting forces, the adversarial system can improve or facilitate some change. But from a human standpoint, I think cooperation is far more efficient and productive. The paradoxes of change stem from its simultaneous qualities of constant and unpredictability, as well as the tensions behind the opposing forces. While the law of change underscores the perpetual nature of change, the paradoxical theory of change emphasizes organic process of becoming. Both perspectives contribute to the nuanced understanding of change and its multifaceted nature. So let's look at nature. The constant state of flux in nature. Well, we have the cycles, right? Birth, maturity, reproduction, and then death. That's a constant cycle. And within that cycle, there's a certain level of energy. So if we were to analyze change as a function of energy, we would focus on that particular quality. So energy analysis would focus on the quantity of energy in the system. The energy of system, like with animals, would be that they eat food, and from that food, they're able to hunt more food. If they're a predator or if they're a herbivore, they were able to find grazing land to eat, and then get to reach maturity and reproduce, and then eventually die. This approach can be approached to various systems, such as organic Rankine cycle, ORC, which is driven by different sources of energy, including low-grade waste heat, geothermal, and solar energy. Okay, by conducting energy and energy analysis, it's possible to reveal location, source, and magnitude of irreversibilities within these systems, and to compare the performance and efficiencies. Therefore, the concept of change as organic and driven by energy and the unit of individual or a group can be examined through the principles of energy and provide insights into the dynamics of change in different domains. So I do like the idea of energy analysis. I do like the idea of cooperation. I do like the idea that the math can be used to make predictions. And then I do like the idea that machines can learn a near infinite number of relationships and complexities, and may be able, and I do believe that they have a completeness theorem. They have proven to be capable of the completeness theorem. Therefore, a machine could understand a near infinite complexity. So again, we might end up with the Doctor Who TARDIS approach to machines, where machines become extremely powerful. Are they going to become our rulers? No, I don't think so. But we are in the stage of conditional programming, and so we're setting up the conditions, the guidelines, the tones for the machine to do the coding. Are machines designed to govern us or direct us? Well, we wouldn't argue at the stoplight. We do what the stoplight says: stop, go, yield. But then there are people that break the rules of the machine. Do we argue with our fuel injector in our car as to the oxygen ratios to fuel? No, we just let the computer recalibrate, hope that we can get the mileage that we expect. So I think as machines play more crucial environment, they will be more invisible in terms of the things that they are directing us on, and even in finance, work, and social, where we will find that machines will be directing more and more our behavior, and the machines will be responsible for changes that we see in our society, good or bad. But I think that level of automation is definitely something that is starting to become more prevalent.